Next up on the muster, going to catch up with Richard Kite, project lead from Thriving Southland. Richard, welcome to the muster. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andy. Good to catch up. And like you say, it's a great day out there.
Yeah, thanks for joining us again. Always good to catch up with you and the team at Thriving Southland, Richard, especially when you guys are doing so much good work.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to say the team's really busy. I think we're up to about 34, 35 catchment groups now. And but I mean, the main thing is we're doing work supporting catchment groups with a whole lot of farmers and the community members out there that are actually doing the work and not paid either. So it's pretty impressive what's happening.
Because I'm hearing of catchment groups that are still being formed. Like one started up merely weeks ago as well, not far from Gorse. So they're very much still something that is going forward. It's going to be quite a common occurrence throughout the province.
Oh, I think it is. And I think we probably must be about 90% of the province is covered with catchment groups. And catchment groups have become they're really relevant to their own area and their own social groups. And I think that's why you see a lot happening, because people are working with people they know. They don't have to drive 2 hours to a meeting. And they're looking at the challenges and the opportunities around their own area. Yeah.
And like you say, every area of Southland's different for terrain, soils, etc. So you're working throughout different areas, getting different information together and helping out the individuals within that group to basically better themselves on farm.
Oh, definitely. And that's, that's something that it doesn't people know that, you know, their soil types, their areas, and it's actually looking at that in depth and understanding how they manage any challenges there or improvements that they want to do. It's quite site specific and right down to farm level and then to sub-catchment and catchment. So it's and that's where the groups have gone, you know, they've sort of led in that direction. Yeah.
Now, Thriving Southland have been collating catchment group information supporting farmers to get these decisions, informed decisions, happening. There's also a brochure that's come out publicly as well. Tell us a bit about that.
So when we first started Thriving Southland, we went out to the groups and said, what do you want? And the farmers and the information that came back, we said, look, we want to know the science, what's out there, and what's applicable. And we pulled together a water quality report, taking all the water quality science and reports that were out there. We got that pulled together. It was about 164 pages, so it wasn't really a coffee table read. And then as we went back to farmers, and the groups came back and said, hey, you know, we'd like something a bit more specific. So what we've done is we've broken that information down so there's more relevant water quality data in these brochures around areas like the Midoriti, the Aparima, where I think Aparima's there now, the Riti information's getting rolled out. So as we pull that out, it's getting rolled out. And quite a major piece of work, actually, yeah.
Because you're looking at water quality, landscape influences, physiographic zones, macro invertebrate community index, for example. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, so that's interesting. A lot of the groups have actually picked up on that. And so you're basically going out into your, you're looking at your water bodies, your streams, and you take a sample of, it's all pretty well organised, and you take a sample of all the insects, et cetera, that are in a certain area of that stream. And that actually gives you a snapshot looking back as into your water quality, because it takes, you know, a healthy stream. Most of these insects have lifespans that on and off over two years. So you're kind of getting a real snapshot of what your water quality health is like. And then by knowing what's there and what isn't there, you can actually tie that to, so what do we have to work on in this area, whether it's riparian planting or reduction in sediment. Yes, that's quite a fascinating way of looking at water quality, and as I say, a lot of the groups are doing that themselves, so that's it's great to see.
So it kind of correlates the same way as worms in the soil to determine soil health.
Exactly. Yep. You're onto it there. That's exactly how it is. Yeah. So the brochures are there to kind of just give this is the information that there is it in your area, and this is what we, you know, this is what it's saying. So people can actually think about that, and then even with further projects, where do we go and what do we need to work on, or what are the great things we've got.
Speaking about projects, Richard, what else is going on with Thriving Southland?
Oh, well, we're starting to starting to see some of our projects coming to some of the first ones started are starting to wrap up, and there's quite a lot of information starting to come out, which we get that up on the website, so we're sharing it as far and wide, so people can see what other groups are doing. One of the pieces of work from last winter, the Hedgehog Makariwa group did their first one-off. They looked at wintering across a whole different range of systems, different animals, different ways of putting crops in, and cultivation methods. And then over the winter, I think it was about 25 or 30 people volunteered, and they went out and they took measurements of the depth that animals were around hugging, and lying times, and really looking at the outcomes from different ways of managing, from cultivation right through to a good management practice.
So, Richard, if somebody wants to learn a bit more about Thriving South and what's going on, you're thinking about maybe forming up another catchment group, mate, what's the best way to go about it?
I just Google Thriving Southland online, and all our contact details there, and you can also get linked up with your own area, your own catchment group. Yeah, so we're certainly, that's the easiest way to find us. And as I say, the catchment groups keep growing, so it's, we're keen for... And the catchment groups are always saying they're keen for more people to engage and get involved. So, don't hold back if you want to get in touch.
Hey, Richard Kite, Project Lead for Thriving Southland. Thanks once again for your time on the muster. We love the job you guys are doing.
Yep, cheers, Andy. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Richard Kite there, Project Lead for Thriving Southland. Always good to have those guys on the show, the work they're doing, especially around catchment groups, because catchment groups are just growing in numbers around the province as well. So if you're considering looking at that, perhaps joining up one, by all means, go and check out Thriving Southland. They're very visible on Facebook as well. To wrap the hour,